Okay, we're back. Second hour of the Investigative Journal. I've held over Edwin Crosby for this segment. Edwin, tell us about this new lawsuit. It sounds quite interesting, and it may get some people off their butts and do something in this country. Go ahead.
What we're trying to do with this new lawsuit, a veteran, Vietnam veteran in Florida, who has a website, Vets for Justice, he has been studying for a year to sue the Department of Veterans Affairs under the RICO statutes as an organized crime, corruption, that they're mm-hmm. stealing all the money. That's why none of these veterans are getting their disability paychecks, and this money's being ripped off. So he's trying, and from the other end here, this lawsuit that we're going to take, and we've been gathering evidence from around the country in different states of judicial corruption, that this isn't an isolated incident. It's going on all over, so we can then sue this American Bar Association for being a hate group and terrorist organization, and this has been done around the country by the Southern Poverty Law Project out of Birmingham, Alabama, where they've sued the Ku Klux Klan and skinhead hate groups and these different things. So we have an avenue to do this with. And we believe, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, period, that it doesn't say lawyer or attorney, because the framers of the Constitution left it out on purpose, because they knew that if you let lawyers have a control of a justice system, whoop, there goes the justice. There will never be any. And if you look in the Bible, it's St. Luke chapter 11, verse 46 and 52, you can see what the Lord thought of lawyers. And I'm not going to quote them now. That's not for this period. But we know that our justice system does not belong in the hands of a secret society. And Greg pointed out something really unique and special. If you're going to work for the United States government, a government by the people and for the people, you must sign a statement saying you don't belong to any secret society, because you do not owe your allegiance to the American people. You owe your allegiance to a secret society, and we the people don't want you working for us in a capacity as a public servant. And thanks for bringing that up, Greg.
Yeah, good point. I mean, that is really key. We don't want these people who are working for us to be loyal to a secret society, a religious organization, whether it be in Rome or whether it be the Skull and Bones or whether it be Freemasonry or whatever that's been corrupted. We want them working for the American people. And if you sign a document stating that, that if you do are involved with these groups, then you shouldn't be in a position of power in America. Your first allegiance should be this country. And I can show time after time how the allegiance of our leaders is not first to this country. And that's the big problem. You've pointed out some great things. Yes, I'm going to be talking about your lawsuit in the future. You're branding the American Bar Association as a hate group, just as KKK and the others, because they're not bringing justice to the American people. And that's a good point. And I want to follow this lawsuit, because when you have lawyers, controlling the government, controlling the judicial system, you will never get justice. Good point.
No, and if you remember, take a good look. A lot of them are in control of the legislative branch, and they get the run for office because they got the money. Well, that right. isn't true. Now, the American people do not have to vote for them. I don't. When I go in a voting machine, I refuse to pull the lever for them. I'll find somebody else on the ballot. I don't care what party they are. I just don't want to vote for a lawyer.
Edwin Crosby, thanks for being on the show. We'll follow your story, and I'll have you on again, so we'll talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg, for having me.
Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and we're going to open up the phone lines for the rest of the hour. And let's go right to Michigan. John, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yes, Greg, I just wanted to make a comment to your last guest, and you can probably do this when you have him on next time, that sure. I've heard previous shows on this regarding the fraud in veterans' benefits, and there was a gentleman, he was an attorney, that discovered that there was over 1,000 attorneys on retainment to make sure that vets don't get their benefits. And if he can track that down and find
who's
out.
Who's the attorney?
Pardon me?
Who's? Do you have anybody working on the other side trying to get the benefits that you talk about?
This is from previous shortwave programs that I've heard regarding okay. benefits, and that he brought this out, that there were 1,000 attorneys, at least 1,000 attorneys, on retainment to make sure that these vets don't get their payments. And that they get bonuses for, you know, any case that they reject. So,
right. And it's been interesting that they brought out the fact of these secret codes, the branding of the veterans, which is amazing. It's an amazing story how they use it to not only, hurt the person who may be a dissident in the Army or whatever, branding people with false accusations, but also how they steal money because of these codes. So it has a two-prong effect.
Well, these attorneys must know these codes, and they must have to defend the vet, the VA in court, and this is probably where they're getting their power from.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. Great. Good job.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John. We're going to open up the lines. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. That's the way we're going to end the week here on the Investigative Journal. And it's been a great week, a lot of good guests. I talked about it earlier. Just this week alone, we can make a great case who are the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And we can make a great case on why, you know, why isn't this message brought out more often? You know, I'm trying to get this message out, and my main goal is to get another broadcaster to talk about it, then for him to get five more. And as it grows and grows, maybe people will start at least putting it on the table for debate. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to believe what I say. I'm asking you just to listen and then to talk about it and then to find out some information. I know that beyond a reasonable doubt that I can put a number of people right now in the New World Order in their place. And it doesn't just mean the Bush administration. When you start just pushing your hatred towards him, that's exactly what they want. They want you, and they're so arrogant that they know you can't do anything about it. But what they don't want you to know is exactly how this whole thing operates. Because we can go after people that you wouldn't even imagine. And this is how the system will break down. When a number of people get together, when this message spreads, and we can finally, honestly say, we know what you're doing. Now, I wanted to get into something that's called the Tour of Hope. And if you want to call me regarding this and find out more about what it is, do so. If you want to call me about anything, do that. But anyway, the Tour of Hope was started when I interviewed, started 5 months ago, really, when I first interviewed a man by the name of Leo Zagami, who is a former Monte Carlo P2 Lodge member, a former Illuminati figure, high-level figure in Europe, a man that grew up in the Vatican, worked for Vatican Radio when he was a young boy, was touted as one of the new, perhaps even the leader of the new of the Masonic lodges of P2 in Italy after Licio Gelli. You know who he is if you listen to my show. Is now retired. He's old, and he needs to find some new blood. So Leo Zagami was considered to be one of the top people and decided instead he couldn't take it anymore, decided to come forward 5 months ago after he told me for years he tried to work inside, maybe to see if there was some good here he could do by, please, you know, by asking these people, please change your allegiance. And he couldn't do it, so he finally came out and started talking about how the New World Order operates through Freemasonry in Europe and America, and how this is all tied together with the Vatican and the Jesuit Order, and why the allegiance always goes back to Rome, the evil empire. I asked him point blank. I said, what do they think about the American people? And he said, one, they consider you a slave of the empire, nothing more, nothing less, and they will do everything to take away every freedom that you ever had, and in the end, they will kill you. Now, here's the exact reason they'll do that. Now, in canon law, the Pope's Office of Inquisition, which is still operating today, labels people heretics. Now, what that means is if you don't follow the Pope, if you don't follow his word and you speak out against him, they can label you a heretic and justify your murder under canon law. And that's why they use the mafia, that's why they use our government, to bump off people that have bucked the system. Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy was considered a heretic, and there's many, many more. Also, Father Alberto Rivera. We had Nuri Rivera on the show Monday talking about how her husband was killed by them because Rome declared him a heretic. They then, in turn, get their the mafia, or they get people working for them to do their hit jobs, and it's that simple. And we documented with Jim Rothstein the interview about Frank Sturgis, where he arrested Sturgis on another when he was trying to kill somebody that had some information about the Kennedy assassination, brought him to a New York precinct. And there's a 22-page confession that Sturgis made to a Catholic bishop that outlined exactly how the Kennedy assassination took place. And I'm going to have Rothstein on again to try to get those 20, see if we could find out where that 22-page confession is. Because Frank Sturgis, a.k.a. Frank Farini, was considered to be one of the top hitmen in this country working for, and he's pinpointed it, working for government thugs and the Vatican. This is something that came out on this show, and people have to understand this goes deep. It isn't just bankers. It isn't just the Jews like they like to blame them. They use the Jews. They use front men like Silverstein. They use Sharon and their government to deflect the real spiritual controllers. And that's how they do it. Very simply, they take over a government. They do it in the Middle East. They've done it in Israel. They've done it in Venezuela. They've done it in this country. And together, and they've done it in Russia. Putin works for them. He's going to get a kiss on the ring from the Pope on March 13th. And what is going to be his part in this genocide coming up? And he's going to get the blessings of the Vatican, and that will justify what he is going to do, or what he's done already, killing millions of people. But he's involved in it. So is Blair. And that's the only way, really, this could ever get done. How do you think they can orchestrate all these wars if all the both if they don't control both sides? Well, anyway, that leads us into a lot of names, a lot of inside information that Leo Zagami gave us in the last 4 or 5 months, and he's talked about it, and he's going to be back on my show Monday. So let me update this tour of hope, wondering what it is. Well, basically what it is, you know, around the country, you're going to see a lot of different activist groups, and I can name them. I mean, we can go on. We have a 9/11 activist group. We have a group fighting for, you know, against the war in Iraq. We have another group fighting for this, and they're all fragmented groups. And I might add that in each one of those groups, you know that the enemy has infiltrated it. So there are many, many good people, but you don't sometimes know who they are. Well, anyway, the Tour of Hope is a plan that we want to start in every city in this country. And what that means is you get 5 or 6 people in your community that really wants to talk about the truth about all these things, to also sign a charter which states that you are going to fight the evil New World Order on these terms and not allow your rights to be taken away, and your rights are going to be fought for. And this is what this group is all about. So what I've done now over the past 2 weeks is collected about 10 different cities now that want to do this, and I've sent out initial emails on how to do it. And how we're doing it here in America, Leo's doing it overseas, is this way. If you want to join the Tour of Hope, if you want to be a part of this movement that's going to spread all over the world, where millions of people stand up and say, enough, enough of this. We know how you operate. We know who the spiritual controllers of the world order, and we're not afraid to talk about it and say the words, the Vatican, the Jesuit order, the Franciscan order, the other people that are controlling the purse strings in Rome, that are pulling the strings in Rome. We're not going to let you get away with it anymore. We're going to name who you are, and we're going to show you how you did it. And you're going to come out and tell us, and you're going to and we're going to ask you to change. We're going to ask you to basically stop doing it. And we're going to ask the people that are in the lower levels of government, in the lower levels of the FBI, in the lower levels of the Vatican, in all the different orders of the Catholic Church that are working, providing a front for these people, because that's how they operate. They provide a nice, holy front where you have Catholic charities, Methodist charities, Lutheran charities doing good things. But behind the scenes, the leaders are the ones that are causing the problems in this country. They're basically ruining freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and our Constitution right as we speak. And so that's what the Tour of Hope is all about. Here's how you do it. If you feel you can get, now we don't just want one person. One person has to start it, but you need to get 5 or 6 or 7 people with you to basically begin this committee in your town that wants to talk about these things, that doesn't want these things to go under the table anymore. And once you do that, then I'll send you an email back, and I'll also put together a charter, which you will then, as I am doing right now, writing my name, Gregory Anthony Szymanski, will fight the New World Order to my last dying breath. And these are the reasons why. And these are the people we want to ask and to question and to interrogate, because these are the people that are killing us right from within our own country. I'll continue with the Tour of Hope. Call me at 800-313-9443. Back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back, and I'm talking about the Tour of Hope and updating for the people. There's about 10 cities in this country that are getting involved now, and also two in Canada. And I know Leo Zagami in Europe has at least four or five different cities all around Europe that are getting together. It's a thing that's needed right now. What I'm talking about this is we need to get to the streets. We need to get to people eye to eye, face to face, and talk to them, hand out brochures. And that's what this Tour of Hope is going to do, because we are going to set a goal of 10 million brochures to be sent out this year through the Tour of Hope. And what that means is 10 million passed out on American streets, citing the Vatican involvement in the New World Order and their minions working in government, hiding behind religion. And let me give you an example of what they're doing. There's two articles, and I'm going to go to my website right now and give me a chance to click on it. And I have them for you to read. If you want to go to arcticbeacon.com, and this reading material is reading material for every Jesuit priest out there. And I want all you people to send it to them. Send it to your Catholic priest in your town. Send it to your Lutheran priests. Send this reading material to them. They need to read it because they need to know the religious organizations they're working for. Now, let me tell you how they systematically operate. Now, there's a little story on my website called Confession to the Jesuits, number 23. And you know what I've been doing for a long time. And that is, 1982, when I was in the Vatican working, not as a Vatican priest, but as a journalist outside in Rome, a freelance journalist, I'd learned a lot about satanic worshiping in the Vatican catacombs. I learned about their evil doings when they were involved in the Vatican Bank scandal. And Cardinal Marcinkus, who is now passed on, was a key figure, head of the Vatican Bank from Chicago, working the money laundering banking operations of the Vatican. I learned about how they were destroying the Italian people, how there's been 45 governments in Italy. Why? Because they want instability, and they all are giving, all the leaders there now, most of them are giving allegiance to the Pope, not to the Italian people. So when I started seeing this, I did go to confession. Believe it or not, the last time, because I still was a Catholic, and I still couldn't believe my church was doing this. So I did go to confession, and I was heard by a Vatican confessor, and I said this to him. I said, you know, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was, you know, that's how you open it up. And I said, I've heard so many things about the satanic worshiping here, about the Jesuit order being involved in the New World Order, about you guys being involved in Masonic lodges. I no longer have any faith in this church, but please give me a reason to have that faith. You know what he told me? He said, Gregory, study the history of the Jesuit order. Study the teachings of the Pope. Study, like you did when you were a Catholic in catechism class. Rethink that for the rest of your life, and you will see that we are a good organization. So I took his advice. And you know what? 20 years later, I took his advice. I'll say categorically that, Father, you were wrong. You're not a good organization, and your deeds show that. Because if you were, you would be doing good things for the American people right as we speak, but you're not. I can't even think of one, outside of perhaps your front organizations and all the nuns and priests that are helping people on the Catholic charities, and you know why you do that, so that it hides the real evil. But you're the same ones that are promoting war, that are taking down our Constitution, that are allowing illegal immigrants to flow into this country and take away the freedoms Americans enjoy. And you've also infiltrated our governments. You've infiltrated our judiciary. And for that, I really thank you, the priest in that Vatican, for telling me to study their history. And then I studied the Jesuit order history. And I found more treachery, more killing in that history than the real history. I looked for the covered-up, you know, history, not the ones they were going to give me, you know, that you can get off of their website, but the ones that covered up. And I found, you know, there's more treachery and killing in that than any horror or murder novel I've ever read in my life. So let me tell you this. We need to end it. We need to bring you out. We need to talk to you. And Father Peter Hans Kolvenbach, I sit here now looking at your picture, and I see nothing but evil coming through those eyes of yours. Now tell me, give me a reason to say that I'm wrong. Come out and tell me that these things aren't true. Come out and say what you've been doing. You can even repent. Find the real God someday, not the one that you're worshiping. And you know who that is, Father Kolvenbach, the leader of the Jesuit general, the devil, and Lucifer. And we're not going to put up with it anymore. And let's see how they're operating. In my confession to the Jesuits, I asked two questions this week. Why are the Anglican and Catholic bishops urging their parishioners to unite under the leadership of the Pope? And why is it when the Pope gives his Vatican blessings, do many world leaders and leaders of public opinion end up dead? Well, we're going to answer those two questions in the second half hour. But let me ask you this. You know, I printed an article, and this came out on February 19th, and this is happening now in England. Senior Catholic and Anglican bishops have agreed on proposals which will be published later this year to reunite under the leadership of the Pope. It was claimed today. The documents are leaking out, and they were probably given now. And this is what's happening. In a 42-page statement, Catholics and Anglicans are asked to explore how they might end their split and unite under the Pope. Oh, boy. I mean, it's right there for you. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, our last half hour. You can call me at 800-313-9443. And let me just say this before I get to my good friend from Italy who called me, who's organizing the Tour of Hope all around the world, Leo Zagami. We'll get to him in just one second. But I wanted to end by saying this, that people ask me, what can you do against the New World Order and the Vatican-led corruption that's going on, their satanic worshiping? Well, once you recognize it, once you take up this challenge, there's several steps you can take, and one is you must resurrect yourself from satanic life. You must do that. The next step is you must make an ascension into a position of authority to reign for this God on earth. And the next step is to reign for God on earth, to end the reign on this earth for him, for the purpose of bringing about the kingdom of heaven on earth. And that is true. You must do that because you cannot fight these people with any doubts or convictions that they are going to one day control you. You must understand, whatever they do isn't important, because whatever you do for God is important. And that's a key strength you must gather before you do anything. Whatever group you get into, whether it's 9/11 or anything else, you must view it as what they call it. Even Bush has said, this is a religious war. It's the crusade. Well, let's fight as crusaders for God, not the devil. And with that, I want to bring on Leo Zagami. Leo, how are you from Norway today? Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, is this Leo?
No, I'm not Leo Zagami.
Oh, I thought you were Leo Zagami, so you're Leo
from Italy. No. Hey, I want to ask you, Mr. Szymanski, why the Jesuits killing the Palestinian children?
Why?
Yes.
I don't know. You ask that like you know the answer.
Why learns so much about some Jesuits order, Vatican order, Pope? Why lying so much?
Why am I what?
Why lying so much?
Why am I lying?
Yes.
Well, I don't think I'm lying, sir. I think that I'm bringing out the truth.
Do you work for ADL or for who work?
No, I don't work for anyone. I work for myself and I work for God.
You work for God? God, who is the God, Lucifer?
No, the God of Lucifer happens to be the God of the Pope and the God of the Jesuit General.
Anyone who reads something knows that Jesuit is a creation of the Jews. Vatican was instituted in 1957. Are you lying? You're lying every day. How can you lie that so much?
Beyond a reasonable doubt, I've collected facts that show that the evil emanates from Rome.
All what you're talking about is fiction. It's fiction, and you're nothing. I'm just a liar.
Well, you know something, sir?
Yeah.
I don't appreciate your attacks. I think we could talk on a level that would be intelligent. I would never call you a liar, and the only thing I can say to you is I will pray for you, and hopefully someday God will come to you and show you the truth. And that's all I'll say to you. So thank you, sir. For coming on my show. There we go. We have attacks all the time when this happens, and I love when people come on because it shows their true colors, the true colors of the devil, because there's no reason to call me a liar because I don't base what I say on opinion. I base it on facts, and I'm willing to speak to a man like that, but not in those terms. If he had any brains, any sense, he would ask me questions and respect the opinions that I have, as I respect his. Now, he considers the Jews to be the problem, and I would love to talk about that, and I've had many people on my show that do. But what I've come to my conclusions are this, that based on the interviews that I've had with people that tell a story that's been basically hidden through the centuries, that if you look at all the facts, that my conclusions are that the Jews are controlled by the Jesuits in the Catholic Church because they're a good front. Now, if anybody wants to discuss that with me, we can do it in a manner that is civil. But when you have somebody coming on and calling you a liar, all it shows to me is the many thousands of emails I've got from agents that work for them that try to always twist the truth, twist stories. Now, what I mean by that is there's no problem with talking about all of it. We can sit and talk about the Catholic Church, the Vatican. We can sit and talk about the Jewish problem. We can sit and talk about the banksters. We can sit and talk about the evil Bush administration. But I want it on a level playing field. I want it on a playing field that is not done with insults, is not done with attacks, is not done with typical Jesuit operations. And that's the only thing I want. And I really do pray for this man that just called, because I don't particularly like being called a liar. I don't particularly like calling people that. I never do, unless there is factual information. And I very seldom get on and say that to a caller. But anyway, that's life in the new fascist America and the new and that guy's from Italy. Ciao to you. Ciao, and I know a number of good restaurants there. Perhaps someday when I go back, we'll have a pasta and a glass of wine, and we can talk civilly. But anyway, let me get back to the Tour of Hope. And the Tour of Hope is forming all over the country, and it's forming for reasons like you just heard, because we want to stop the disinformation. We want to stop, finally. We want broadcasters, we want people to open up these discussions. And that's good that we can get people to come on and criticize me, because I'll take any type of criticism anytime, anywhere, and discuss it rationally. So if you want to get involved with the Tour of Hope, you want to call me, 800-313-9443. You can do that and call me at 800-313-9443. Okay, we got a caller from Tennessee. You're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a statement. One of them is that I have been studying the Jesuit order, the papacy, you know, all the secret societies and all this stuff, and what you're saying is correct. And
okay.
one of the real things that bothers me most is that the Roman Catholic people have been so duped. And I do believe that the majority of them around the world, I'm saying, are sincere. They believe what they've been told is true. But there's so many of them who aren't. And it's the same way with the Protestants. But one of the things I could recommend is I have a DVD set that's 37 DVDs. And it's by a guy named Walter Weiss. And he goes step by step through this thing, and he uses quotes from the New Age movement leaders. He uses quotes from the popes. He uses quotes from the Jesuits. He uses quotes from the, you know, Pike and Mackey, and it's just nonstop quotes. And the shortest DVD is an hour, and the longest one's over 2 hours long.
Yeah, and let me just mention this. You know, thank you for bringing this up, because the last caller, let me tell you, he got on the air by saying he was Leo from Italy, and there are very few Leos in Italy. Most people in Italy have different names, so perhaps that's not his real name. But when he comes, if he would have asked me, basically, he would say, Greg, you know, I realize you're investigating the Jesuits, but I found information regarding the Jewish influence. I would have entertained his call for hours and hours. But when you call me and you say I'm a liar, without verification, it only shows me that he's a government agent. Let me tell you how you tell who they are. They're like this. They're either you put them in three categories, and then I'm going to get to. We'll talk with you some. Just stay on the line.
Sure.
But listen, what I do, I put them in categories. I either say the person is uninformed, and then I look at who that person is. If he's a bricklayer in North Dakota, that's a Catholic. He may be truly uninformed because of the propaganda. But however, if he is a high-level American official, or he is a person that talks like he knows what he talks about, that it's the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, then he's not uninformed. Well, then I make that decision. So if it's not uninformed, then what could it be? The person can be a coward. And a coward usually is someone who's afraid to talk, who truly has something to hide. Or see, he just basically is a person that doesn't want to get involved. And there are many of those people. And so that's fine. I mean, you can't force a person to take up a stand. And there may be a reason why they don't know it's the Jesuit order or the Vatican. But obviously the person that was on the phone was not a coward, because he had the courage to get on a radio show and express himself. So if, you know, he's not a coward, then the only other conclusion I can make is that he is a person that is working for them, that knows the truth, that is hiding the truth, and is actually trying to cover the truth, and that's the only conclusion I could make. So that's how I do it, and there's exceptions to all those rules, but that's a good way to start. So go ahead, I go continue.
Well, yeah, the issue is that, see, I'm a Protestant.
Okay.
I'm a real one. You know, I do protest, because I know that the Pope is the Antichrist, because Wycliffe knew it, Luther knew it, Zwingli knew it, Huss knew it, Calvin knew it, John Knox, the Wesley brothers, all our forefathers knew this. You know, they had a Baptist preach this. You know, it's just everybody back then knew it, and I know that it is today. And the thing is that I do have a little for the Roman Catholic people, because if you can get to their eyes off of their fake God and put them back on Jesus Christ, they're just as devout and sincere, and they'll stand, you know, until the earth is destroyed, you know, once you can get them to understand. But, you know, some of them are very much offended because they do love Mary, you know, and they do love their church, and they get offended. So this man could have been just somebody who was offended and couldn't stand it. But I don't know that, and you don't know it, so it doesn't really matter. But
yeah, it doesn't. It's just the approach that, you know, is used is oftentimes either a denial or basically, listen, I've tried to talk to many Jesuits about the truth, and they don't want to even entertain this as a possibility, or they don't even address it, and then they get their henchmen out to discredit the message so that Americans remain confused. Well, you know what? You can stop armies. You can stop violence, but you can't stop a message that is basically ready to be a true message that is ready to be brought out. And that's what they know, and they know that the hand of God will one day strike them down. And this is why they are moving ever so fast now to destroy as many people as they can in any way possible. And I've tried to document on my show. Now, here's what I say. I had Franco Collins on, and you'd love this. Go to this interview Tuesday. He wrote The Almanac of Evil, and he documented 2,000 years of persecution, of every crime you can imagine, and he traces it back to you know where. So what I'm getting at is this, and I asked him the same question, you know, what do we do? And he said it's very simple. They're either, the Rome and the Vatican are either evil or they are good. And there's only two choices. Now, if they are good, why aren't they doing good things? Ask yourself that.
Yeah. Well, one of the
quotes, if they are good, why aren't they helping to stop illegal immigration in this country? Why aren't they stopping coming out against the war? Why haven't they excommunicated Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and the rest of them who all worked for them when they were all involved in horrific acts of torture and killing? If they did that, I might think they were a good organization. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, what you said about Stalin is correct. He was a Catholic. You know,
yeah,
Hitler was a Catholic. You know, Mussolini was a Catholic. You know, and the Jesuit order owns every one of our legislators, everybody in the penthouse. He owns everybody, right. You know, all the officials in China. And it's just coming down. And what I personally do is I try to warn the brethren that this is what was in, you know, chapter 17, 18, and 19 of Revelations.
Right.
It says, you know, come out of her, my people. And that does mean that he has people in the Roman Catholic Church who are living up to all they know, and they actually do love Jesus Christ. And he tells me that I need to warn them. Because in
Ezekiel 3, Let me give you an example here. Now, you can stay on the line, but I got two callers I got to get to.
Sure.
But let me give you an example. The Jesuits control 10% of Congress and Senate. What I mean by that is that's not even the ones that are under their control that they're hiding. These are 10% of our Congress and Senate have graduated from Jesuit-trained universities. Now, listen, who else is a Jesuit? Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Peter Pace, trained at Georgetown University. This is a Jesuit university. Commander of Multinational Force Iraq, David Howell Petras, trained at Georgetown University. United States Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, trained at Georgetown University. Former Supreme Allied Commander, Europe, General James Jones, trained at Georgetown University. Former United States Secretary of Defense, Donald H. Rumsfeld, trained at Georgetown University. Current Chief of Staff of the United States Army and former Commander of Multinational Forces in Iraq, George Casey, trained at Georgetown University. Is that a coincidence?
No, it's not a coincidence. You know, you've read the Jesuit Oath, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, and they said they were going to infiltrate everything, even to speak from the pulpits of the Protestants. And it even says to become so low as to become a Jew among the Jews. You know, this fellow goes in and says, how can you prove that the Jesuits are killing babies over in Iraq, and it says all you got to do is read the Jesuit order. Anybody who's not them does not have a right to breathe.
And here's a little example, the Franciscan order. We've got this document in a federal lawsuit in San Francisco. The Franciscan priest a high-level priest, was one of the leaders of a concentration camp in Croatia called Jasenovac.
Yes.
And tell me if that isn't proof. And that's in a federal lawsuit now in San Francisco.
Yeah, they have their tentacles everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and the noose is around our neck, but we can't get out of it. I've got one little quote here that I like to quote to people. This comes from Pope Leo XIII. In 1879, it goes, "The Church of Rome is one monarchy over all the kingdoms of the earth and is among temporal bodies as the mind or soul of the body of a man or as God in the world. Therefore, the Church of Rome must not only have spiritual power but also supreme temporal power."
Okay, you know something? I need to thank you for calling. Call back anytime. I will get to Stephen in Tennessee and Carol in Canada right after this break on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, our last short segment. Carol in Canada, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
I've become a real alternative news junkie, and
right.
I'm getting very worried about what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
I do find your show the most fascinating. But you made a comment the other day, and you said, don't quote, you know, I'm not trying to quote you, but you said something about, like, don't be misled by Cynthia McKinney or Ron Paul.
Right.
But they seem to be the only people in government that are trying to help this cause.
Well, you have to come from a premise of this that I do, and you don't have to believe what I say, but I don't hold my trust in the government anymore, and that's every last single member of Congress. What I've found out is people like Ron Paul, let's use him as an example, tried to help my friend Bob Dumas with the POW issue, and he just gave him lip service. And what I mean by that is he said he's going to help him, said he'd pass out all these videos that my friend did showing that prisoners of war have been kept behind enemy lines knowingly by the government, and all the victims' families have been lied to and telling, imagine if your son was there, or your daughter or your husband was there, and the government lied to you and told you they were dead when they were alive and the government knew it. Well, Ron Paul said he'd help, but he never does. He does that all the time. He will give you lip service. All these liberals do that. That's their role. I will add people like Charlie Rangel in New York. You can also add Kerry. You can add Kennedy, the rest of them. What they're doing is placating you. They're making you believe there still is some hope in the government when there isn't. And if they really told the truth, ask Ron Paul this question. Uh-huh. Ask him about the Jesuit Vatican involvement in the New World Order and the control over our government. See what he says. He won't answer that. Either is Dennis Kucinich. They give you lip service. They work for them because you know what? The best way to keep a population down is to make it to think like you have people in Congress that will help you when they won't. And they've shown, and I'm telling you, they're not getting any truth on 9. Has any one of them got any truth on 9/11 yet? No. The people are now going, running to the bandwagon, vote for this guy for president, and it's just going to be another smokescreen. People have to realize we need to get rid of all of them.
Well, how can the people
answer these hard questions? And that's one of them. I've got about 5 of them that I can ask every one of these candidates that will never answer them, and that means they are on the other side. Because they're not cowards, they're not uninformed, and they're hiding one of the major issues in this country. And that's the way I come from.
Yeah, you may very well be right, you know. Maybe you are right that, you know, they're going to put in people that look like they're on your side, but they're not.
Exactly. Thank you, Carol. In the last call, any time, David in California, we have about a minute.
Hey, how you doing, Greg? I've been listening to you for a while. I appreciate your show, and I like that caller that you had right before this lady, not that she was bad, but I wanted to ask about a certain radio host in Austin, Texas. You know, he seems to have a lot of New World Order types like Pat Buchanan on his show occasionally. You know, we know that Pat Buchanan is Sovereign Knight of Malta,
right?
Military Order of Knight of Malta and so forth. So just one of your comments.
My comments are this. Listen to everybody, make up your own mind, and don't let them get away without discussing this topic. Because I'll discuss Pat Buchanan, I'll discuss it all on this show, including the Jews. So don't see if they'll discuss the other topic. That may give you a clue. Thanks a lot, Dave. We're all out of time. We'll be back. Boy, what a good week on the Investigative Journal. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place, right here on the Investigative Journal, chipping away, spreading God's word, and fighting the Vatican-led New World Order. Back next week. Until then, good afternoon.